What is the connection between the church and salvation? That's the topic that we're going to be looking at in this lesson. So let's get right to the study of the Bible and look at some verses that answer this question. The first one is in Acts chapter 2. Now, Acts chapter 2, we saw in the previous lesson, records the beginning of the church. The church began on Pentecost Day of Acts chapter 2. And what we find in Acts chapter 2 is that after Peter had preached the gospel, after he had told these people that they were guilty of crucifying Jesus, the Lord and Christ, the Bible says in verse 37, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." So plainly, these people are asking what to do to be saved. Peter tells them how to be saved in verse 38. Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Now the Bible tells us in verse 41, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." Now the key verse in all of this issue that we're looking at here is in verse 47. The Bible says these people were praising God, that is, these people who had obeyed what Peter said and had been added, the Bible says they were praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now let's break that verse down and ask some simple questions. First of all, who is doing the adding here? Well, the Lord is, not man. You see, there's no vote taken here to see if these people can become members. That's nowhere in the Bible. The Lord is the one who's doing the adding. Now, what is he adding to? Well, he's adding to the church. This is the first time that you find the church being spoken of as being in existence in the New Testament. It is the Lord who is doing the adding. He is adding to the church. Now the next question is, who is he adding to the church? Everybody? Just anybody? No, the Bible says that he added to the church daily such as should be saved. Saved how? Saved in what way? Saved any way that they wanted to be saved? Saved just because they said they were saved? No. Saved in the way that Peter told them to be saved. Because you see, in verse 38, Peter has already told these people how to have remission of sins. And so who are those that were saved? Well, it's those who repented and were baptized for the remission of their sins. What was done with those people? The Bible says the Lord added those saved people to the church. So what is the church? The church is the body of the saved. Now then, let's turn next to Acts chapter 20. The book of Acts, chapter 20, and we're going to look at one verse. This is Acts 20, verse 28. Now in Acts chapter 20, Paul is talking to the elders of the church at Ephesus. And as he talks to these elders, listen to what he says about the church. In Acts 20, verse 28. "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God," that is, to shepherd the church of God, "which he has purchased with his own blood." Now look at the last part of that verse. Paul talks about the church of God, which he, that is, Jesus Christ, who is God manifest in the flesh. It talks about the church of God, which he has purchased, that is, he bought it with his own blood. Now, who are the people who are bought with the blood of Christ? It's not everybody. Not everybody is bought with the blood of Christ. Those who are purchased or redeemed by the blood of Christ are Christian people, saved people. And so this is just another way of saying what we just looked at in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 20, verse 28 says, that the church was purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. That means the people in it are covered by and covered with and forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. So the church is the blood-bought institution of God. It is composed, it is made up of those people, those souls, whose sins have been forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. So these are the people that have been added to the church because they have been redeemed or purchased and bought by the blood of Jesus Christ when they obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, just like the Bible says in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, they were told to repent and be baptized for the remission of their sins. When they were baptized, they were added to the church. This passage says that the church was purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. So the people in the church are the blood bought. The people in the church are those who are saved. You see, people can come to church services. They can hear the gospel preached. They can even sing songs and put money in the collection basket. But if they do not obey the gospel, they're not in the church. They may be in the church building, but they're not in the Lord's church until they obey the terms of admission. Babies and little children are not in the church. They're not in the church because they have not been saved from sin because they do not have sin to be forgiven of. And so when people talk about church membership, this is something that applies to people who are old enough to understand the gospel and then believe and obey the gospel. Now, of course, you want to bring babies and little children to church services, but they're not in the church until they reach that age where they know the difference between right and wrong and they're able to make a choice for themselves. Now then, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to look at verse 13. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll look down at verse 13. In this chapter, Paul is talking about the church, and he's talking about the different parts or members of it. And he says in verse 13 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." Now, what is the body? He says, by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. What is the body here that he's talking about? He's talking about the body of Christ. Well, what is the body of Christ? Well, the body of Christ is the church. And the Bible plainly says that in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. There is where Paul talks about his body, the church. So the Bible tells us here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, that we are all baptized into that one body, the body of Jesus Christ, the church. So this corresponds exactly with what we've already seen. This harmonizes perfectly with what we've been reading about. You see, the Bible fits together so perfectly, folks. The Bible fits together in every detail. And here what we're finding is that the Bible talks about the church, and it talks about how you get into the church. So if you set 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, side by side with what you read in Acts chapter 2, there is perfect agreement. Now then, let's turn to Galatians chapter 3, the book of Galatians chapter 3, and we're going to see Paul talking about how we become children of God and how we get into Christ. Galatians 3, verse 26. "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Now notice what he says in verse 26. He said, "You are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." Now the mistake that some people make with that verse is that they stop reading there. They just look at it and say, well, he says that we become children of God. We are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And they do not allow Paul, the inspired apostle, to explain to them what faith means and how we are children of God by faith. because it certainly doesn't mean just believing in your mind that Jesus is the Son of God. And here in Galatians 3, verse 26 and 27, Paul explains what he means by being children of God by faith. Paul, what do you mean that we are children of God by faith? Verse 27, for, and the word for there indicates that he's giving an explanation. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is your explanation. There's Paul explaining what he has just said. Paul says that having faith in Christ Jesus in the saving sense means that you have been baptized into Christ. And if you have been baptized into Christ, you have put on Christ. Now that's an illustration. It's an illustration of a garment. Let's say a shirt or a coat. How do you put on a coat? How do you put on a garment? Well, the one thing that you have to do to put a coat on or to put any garment on is to get into it, right? It's as simple as that. So in order to put Christ on, what do you have to do according to Galatians 3, verse 27? Just read it again. Paul says, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now, you can't put a garment on without getting into it. And that means you can't put Christ on without getting into Him. And you can't get into Him unless you're baptized into Jesus Christ. Galatians 3, verse 26 and 27. Now, what does that have to do with the church? Well, everything. Because to be in Christ is to be in His body. And to be in His body is to be in the church. One last passage, Ephesians 5, and we're going to begin in verse 25. Ephesians 5, beginning in verse 25. Paul said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now look at this sentence with me. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. What is the it here? What did Jesus give himself for? And that means to die for it. The it here is the church. Jesus gave himself for the church that he might sanctify, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it. It what? What is the it here? Well, it has to be the church, doesn't it? Jesus sanctified and cleansed the church, how? With the washing of water by the Word. Jesus sanctified the church. He cleansed the church with the washing, that is the bath, of water. And that was according to the Word. Now, he doesn't say here that the water is the Word. He doesn't say that the Word is water. What he says is that the church was sanctified and cleansed with this washing of water, and that was by the Word, because the Word tells us to be washed in water. And the water here is water. It's water just like the Ethiopian eunuch was baptized in Acts chapter 8. It's water just like Paul was baptized in Acts 22:16 when he was told to arise and be baptized and wash away his sins. So God began adding saved people to the church on Pentecost Day of Acts chapter 2. And he continues to add people to it today when they obey his will.